Well, Josh, thanks very much for taking a bit of time to chat with us. Now, the new season, not too far away, the Isle of Man rugby season, but of course there's a big development for Ramsey Rugby Club, moving back into the English league system for the first time in 5 years. Now, Josh, coming to you first, you know, as the captain for the upcoming campaign, a big change, but how excited is everyone to be heading back into the English leagues for this campaign?
Yeah, no, they're all absolutely buzzing. You know, we've kind of not had many, many games for the last kind of 5 years or so. So getting back, consistent rugby, everyone's buzzing for it.
Well, from your side of things as secretary, obviously there's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes that have to make this happen. It's not just a case of you can snap your fingers, you're just back in the league system. But before we get into, I suppose, the hows, I suppose, why is now the right time to be moving back in? It's been a few years away. Why does now feel like a good time to be getting back into that?
I just think, as Joss has highlighted, it's really been a lack of games. And we've certainly on Ireland, the last 2 or 3 years, the club has competed in the Cheshire Cup, Vars, and tried to play some friendlies at against opposition from the UK. But it's just getting that regular rugby of a standard that we think we're operating at.
And Josh, a little bit off that point is the fact that when you are competing in the likes of the Cheshire competitions, how much of a barometer does it all give you really as to where you think you should be playing?
Yeah, so we played quite a mix of teams over the last couple of years. So probably the toughest ones we played was who we lost to the final in last year, which was New Brighton. And they're, I think, the league below what Douglas are in. And yeah, they were class, to be fair. So probably agree that we aren't at that level yet. But we played quite a few other teams that are in Vaggers leagues and possibly the league above that we kind of could compete against. So to be put back into the same league as Vaggers, who we play in the Manx Cup and stuff, and do all right against, that probably is a great indicator of where we're at and why we're happy to go back at that level.
And Will, just, what's the process like to go through this? As I mentioned before, it's not something that happens overnight. There's processes you have to follow. I mean, has it been quite a long process, or has it actually been quite straightforward to slip back into this format, as it were?
It hasn't been straightforward. The application process itself is fairly straightforward. You make a formal application to the northern competitions team, in by which you have to sort of evidence why you want to do it and how you're going to do it, and that had to be submitted before the 1st of April this year. We only found out second week in July that the application had actually been accepted due to a number of factors.
And Josh, as Will said there, it obviously took a few months to kind of be signed and sealed, if you like, but now that you've still got a few weeks, your pre-season preparations are underway. Has it given you all as players enough time to get yourself ready?
Yeah, I think so. It's something that everyone's kind of looked forward to, because we kind of spoke about it probably last year, and maybe even there was kind of slight murmurs of it the year before that, kind of players expressing their kind of want or need to kind of get regular fixtures and be in one of these leagues. So I think although we only found out kind of second week of July, it's been something that everyone's kind of wanted for a very, very long time.
And Will, I've covered this a lot with our rugby correspondent Dave Christian plenty of times. For the teams to travel off Ireland, of course, it doesn't come for free. There is plenty of costs that go into that as well. So from Ramsey, as a rugby club's perspective, how are you all going to deal with the extra cost, I guess, of what this season could entail?
No, absolutely. The cost is quite high. In fact, it's very high. And part of the condition of us getting back into the league is that we pay all our own travel, and we pay all of the travel for the clubs coming to the island to play us as well.
And outside of that, obviously, the financial side is very important. But once it does get underway, Josh, you know, the fact that you are going to be coming up against, whether it's as a team or individually, teams that you won't have come up against previously, potentially, how much can you all learn on the pitch as well from what other teams are doing?
Loads. there's only so much you can get out of training. And credit to the lads, you know, we've kind of had decently numbers for the last year without fixtures. So we're hoping all that this does is entice kind of old lads that have kind of maybe left us or kind of gone for a break to come back down and put what we are doing in training into practice.
Well, we saw toward the end of last season, Ramsey actually pulled out of the Manx Cup competitions. There was a statement at the time stating what the club said, with the, you know, they felt the reasons were behind it as well. Can we potentially see Ramsey returning to those competitions this season, or is it a little different now going into this season?
I don't think it's any different. There's always the possibility. Obviously, the reasons we gave at the time are still valid. Douglas play at a much higher standard than us. That their players are really good players, and they only know how to play one way. You know, we're not asking for any quarter to be given. We just felt that the gulf between the level that we play at and the level that they play at was far too high, And yes, provided along with the Manx executive, we can come up with a solution to the issues that we raised, we'd be more than happy to be involved in the Manx Cup again.
And Josh, outside of those local competitions, going back to the league itself, you're not going to be the only Manx team in there, because you are going to be in the same league as Vagabonds as well. That must be something to look forward to, a Manx derby in the English leagues.
Yeah, no, we can't wait. Those lads are all great. Every time we have a game against them on Ireland, you know, they all stay down at the clubhouse and really create a good atmosphere. And yeah, all good lads on and off the pitch, so can't wait to play them again.
Well, from a wider club perspective, not just from, like, say, the team members, for example, do you have any specific objectives in mind for this season as a club moving into this English league system, or are you seeing how it goes a little bit?
I think it's a bit of both, really. We've got, you know, we want to see how it goes, but we want to sort of get in there and sort of cement our position within the league, get the experience that the guys want, and get people back down to the Moorick, because obviously we used to have, when we were in the leagues previously, and obviously when we play Manx Cup, the interest in those games is far higher than any normal Saturday, unfortunately, and because the crowd get to see something different, players from different teams, different abilities. So it's a real draw, and a lot of people that have previously been down have contacted us to say they're really looking forward to coming back down and, you know, seeing how we do.
And just finally, Josh, in the long run, if this was to be something that is not just for one season but continues into the future, how much could having a club like Ramsey in these leagues with this standard of rugby as well, how much could it maybe encourage more people to get involved in rugby on the island? Because if people are interested in taking up the sport and see, well, the likes of Ramsey and others besides are offering that opportunity to play that level of opposition, could it entice more people to get involved?
100%. Over the last couple of years, we've unfortunately lost a couple of players, and absolutely understandable, you know, they want to play rugby. So they've gone to Vagas or Douglas to play rugby, and being the only club on the island, now that we have that, we can offer that as well. Hopefully, you know, anyone can get involved, and it's something for our junior section to, like, you know, look forward to, look up to, because they can go and play football from 16. And if there's nothing on island that off island that we can kind of provide, why wouldn't you play regular fixtures on island? Whereas now we as a rugby club have regular fixtures, and they can go, well, maybe we can hang on for a year, turn 17 and come through and play for us.
A final question, I'll just open this out to both of you, whoever has the details. If there is anyone actually listening out there who's maybe, you know, considers wanting to get involved in rugby, just find out a bit more, maybe, you know, is in the Ramsey area, how can people get in touch potentially?
Okay, so we've got two player liaison officers, Tom Moffat and Neil Harmer, and they can be contacted through the club social media pages. Just drop us a message and somebody will get back to you. And likewise, as we talked about the expense, if anybody's interested in any sponsorship, we've got lots of deals available, from player sponsorship up to pitch side equipment, playing kit, even our minibus. I think there's something that we've got to offer for every budget. So if anyone is interested in that, then if they could contact Connor Cracknell, whose email address is Connor, that's CONNORC@manx.net, and he can provide you with details of the opportunities that we've got available for potential partnerships.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.